I'm not writing you a new commandment. I am writing you a new commandment. So how it, well, let's just read on and see if we can understand what he means by that. He that saith he is in the light, verse 9, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So again, when we say we're in the light and we do these things that are contrary to it, we're in darkness. You can say all you want. You can name it and claim it till you're blue in the face. But until you actually do the performing of things, you're just a talker, a vain jangler. You know, random speech. Might as well be talking, gobbledygook. The old commandment is the word which you've heard from the beginning. What's from the beginning? I think back to Genesis, you know. And as John says, why did Cain slay Abel? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. He didn't love his brother. He hated him. You know, the first sin was sort of a disobedience against God, the eating of the fruit. And the second, of course, was Cain. The second recorded was Cain and his hate for his brother. So, to love your brother, you know, and your neighbor as yourself, and your enemy. These are like three stages, sort of. Because your brother is your brother. Not just your flesh and blood brother, of course, but also your brothers in the faith. And that's mostly who John has. Now, some people say, we're all brothers, man. I used to say that. I have to emphatically say, no, we're not. My enemy is not my brother. My enemy is my enemy. My neighbor is not necessarily my brother, though he might be. There's a cross over there. My neighbor might be my enemy, but not necessarily so. It might just be my neighbor. Like, then they asked Jesus who their neighbor was. He gave them the parable of the Good Samaritan. So who is the neighbor to the man who was beat up? Well, the Samaritan was. Well, who were the Samaritans? They were the people the Jews hated. So being a neighbor means, the neighbor is the people you hate. And the people that hate you are your neighbors. And they might be your enemies too, but you got to treat them as you love them as a neighbor. You love them as your enemy. But again, it's not the same the way you love your brother. But you love your brother, there's affection. You love your enemy, there is benevolence. You don't necessarily have to feel affection for someone who does wicked things. Like, I love you the way you kill my family. It's just, it makes my heart go all flutter. Love can take the form of rebuke. Love can take the form of even punishment. As a child, a father chastens his son. He loves his son. It says, if a father, the people think the Bible says he that spares a rod spoils a child. No. The Bible says he that spares the rod hates his son. The Bible says that it is a form of hatred not to punish your child if you don't have the wisdom to use it, you probably shouldn't, because you just make the kid bitter against you and provoke them to anger. It has to be used a very specific way. You use it to save their lives. I've seen the fact that my children are well disciplined has actually saved their lives. Like when they're running out in the traffic, a disobedient child, and I've seen this happen. I mean, not the disobedient, but when they're disobedient, they run out. And imagine your mother saying, stop, little child of mine. I don't want to. Stop, little dumplings. Tumpkins. Hey, no. Run. Ah! Killed. But then you think that I know one of my kids one time, they started running in the street and my wife says, stop. you and give their name. And the kid froze because they were disciplined. They had fear in violating their mother's commandment, especially spoken in such a harsh way. But if you, thing is, if you use it too much and in the wrong ways, you'll make them bitter and they won't obey you anyways. They'll just hate you. So it's got to be done in wisdom. Same thing with your neighbors and your enemies. You don't like necessarily go around rebuking them to the point where like now you've just made them even more your enemy. But in wisdom and in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, you know, there's a certain amount of meekness of wisdom that you use in dealing with people. Rebuke does not necessarily mean like, hey, I'm going to tell you something, buddy. Blah, 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 blah. It can mean that. It can mean that. Not really that. Let me tell you, you know. But sometimes it does come to that point where you have to say, hey, let me just tell you very clearly. Anyways, so what is it, a new commandment or an old commandment? It's new, it's sort of renewed. Everything's made new again when it has not been fulfilled. So in a sense, you've heard it before, but let me give it to you again new. Which thing is true in him and in you? And it's in a sense it's a new commandment. It's old because it was a commandment, but it's also new in the sense of the commandments of God now are written in our hearts, so they're fresh. In fact, you know, this is a sense of freshness, you know? He that says is in the light and hates his brothers in darkness, he that loveth his brother and he abides in the light. There's none occasion for stumbling in him. Again, it doesn't mean like that'll keep you from everything, but it's what it's saying is if you don't love, you're going to stumble. And when you do love, in that there's no stumbling occasion. And true love, according to faith, according to the love of God, there's no opportunity to fall. When he that hates his brothers in darkness walks in darkness, that's sin. Knoweth not whither he go. He doesn't know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. There's darkness around that.